Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey everybody, Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr for another Business of Digital podcast episode. Thank you guys for joining us. Welcome Dave, how's it going, man?
It is going swell.
So,
swell is my day. Word for the day.
Swell.
Swell is my word for the day now.
Oh, swell is one of those weird words, like moist, swell.
I have no idea why I picked swell today. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the listeners.
So let's just go ahead and make it up to them by the topic that we're going to be jumping into today, which I think is a fascinating topic. And it's something that, you know, we were talking before we started recording about how it's so frustrating because when we talk to clients or people and we start to ask them about this topic and they're like, huh, what? Deer in the headlight. If you haven't guessed, it's analytics. And so we're going to be talking about the analytics basics for every business. And that's going to be the topic of today's podcast. And so, again, whether you've been in business for a while, you have your website, maybe you don't have an analytics program set up, maybe you haven't done anything with the tools that are offered from Google or Bing or Facebook or whatever, there's lots of opportunities out there, and that's really what Dave is going to jump into today. And so again, this is kind of your basic 101 course for getting started. So hopefully this is going to be right up, you know, no matter if you've been doing this for a long time and you're an old pro, you might want to just skip to another episode. But if this is new to you, analytics are new and you really want to learn and get into it, this is going to be a fascinating discussion for you. So let's just go ahead and jump into it, Dave. We basically have, you know, five different talking points that we're going to be jumping into. And the first one, and I'll let you take it away, Dave, is GSC codes.
Yes, that is what I typed in our notes. and I disagree, because even if you are an old pro, you should be checking that these things are still live every month.
True. So because I stand corrected.
you could just listen to the five things, or go to the website and look at the five things that we're suggesting throughout this podcast episode, because the number of times where I've had to spend hours, and I've had to do it recently with one of my clients for GSC code, and GSC code is Google Webmaster / Google Search Console versus whatever they change the name to next year.
you mean 6 months from now?
Yeah. It's been a couple months. Yeah, they probably change it before the end of the year. You know, AdWords is now ads, so, you know, they'll change this too. But the number of times when a site migration goes live and then a week later you go and check on stuff, or I check on stuff, or any other SEO checks on stuff, and then circles back and says, hey, I don't have access to, you know, the Google Search Console anymore. It's down. Because the migration pushed up, especially if you do different types of deployments, you push up the code, you overwrite whatever was in the main directory, and suddenly that file that was there that gave everyone access is now gone poof. That is probably the easiest way to get your GSC verified. You just upload a file. The best way to do it otherwise is to use the Google Tag Manager and Analytics, which we'll be talking about. And if you are verified on those, you can do it, or to go down to the DNS level and make a change. Because unless you change your DNS, your registrar very often, you probably should be okay. And if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say that, just never mind that validation method. Stick to the file or stick to having access to the other things, because just the number of times that, you know, people are like, oh, we did a site launch last week or last month, you know, well, you know, did you have this code on there? No. Well, then we don't know what the errors looked like before. We don't know what keywords you were ranking for prior to that. Because now you get 16 months worth of data. We don't have access to any of that stuff. And, you know, you also could be missing out on, if you've been hacked, if Google finds issues, they'll email you.
Yeah.
So at the very least, look at the links that we're going to provide you and go and make sure you have this set up. And that's the first one, is the GSC code or Google Search Console.
Very good. Now, you actually, it was a perfect transition with what you were talking about, just the access to the data that we get, because a lot of times when someone hears, hey, go set up your Bing Webmaster Tools account, they laugh and they're like, well, Bing, why would I care? But you can actually get a lot of really fascinating data. They actually, I think they've set it up one of the better search consoles, in my opinion, but I'll let you talk to that.
Well, you can keep going. You want to talk about Bing? You can talk about Bing.
Go for it.
Yeah, Bing is the other one that even, I'll say 70% of the people, if not, I don't even say 70, I'll say 50% of people that I talk to, if not even honestly lower, will have Google Search Console, have never set up Bing, or have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Which I think is just, you know, something that Bing probably needs to market. Come on, Dwayne. I know you're not doing it anymore. They need Dwayne out there talking about it.
Or at least Perna getting better information someone, out there.
Yeah, they're talking about other stuff. Perna and Christy are off talking about voice search and AI.
But they're supposed to be the new Dwayne.
No. Replace Dwayne. But yeah, Bing Webmaster gives you a lot of the same type of data, but from Bing. But they have a couple other little tools that I'll show you, like different 404s. It'll give you some different keyword data. And it also has a better, for a while, it's had a better tie-in to taking the keywords and getting them into Bing Ads, which I think Google Search Console is very jealous of, at least from the paid side, probably. But it gives you a lot of data. Some of it's the same, but it's just another tool that you can leverage and, you know, use. And it's free. Best price.
Yep. Can't beat free. Well, transitioning on to the big one now, why don't we go ahead and jump into Google Analytics?
Yeah, good old GA or Google Analytics, you'll probably see it referenced. It's free, and it really, and the bonus thing would be Google Tag Manager, honestly, to implement your Google Analytics and all of these codes that you would go forward, but I think that's a bit more advanced, and we should, trying to think. We have to figure out someone that knows Google Tag Manager really well. I know the
Mike,
basics of it.
I forget how you say his last name, like Arsnick or something. Mike. Anyway.
Arson. Yeah. Yes. In Portland area.
Yeah,
he's up there. He knows
it. He is
it, like,
a Google
ridiculous.
Tag Manager pro, an expert. We'll drop a link to him.
Yeah. I've read some of this stuff about how he uses it to drop in schema and stuff. And I'm like, what?
Yep.
Not to go off topic, but what? It's crazy the stuff he does with that. But Google Analytics, just from the most basic level, if you're doing any other type of advertising, you know, if you listen to, I won't talk about what we just talked about in the other podcast we did recently, but if you want to do any sort of attribution or understand any of your online or offline spending, how are you doing that without Google Analytics? You know, and even if you have Omniture or if you have something else, we've always, everywhere I've been where we used Omniture or way back in the day, like Web Trends or Click Tracks or, you know, any third party type of tool, we always had analytics and we would compare them because we were bound to screw up somewhere along the way, or someone was, and one of them was to fall out, and we at least had something to go back to during that time. But even if you're a small business, even if you don't look at it on a daily, weekly basis, install Google Analytics, please. Because when you do want to do something and you want to go back and look and see 6 months ago what happened, or if you start to do stuff and you want to look at last year or last month or yesterday, you won't have that data.
Yeah.
You know, if someone was to come to you, Matt, and say, hey, you know, we want to do XYZ, and it's like, okay, well, what kind of content does well on your website?
If they have no clue, it's going to make it much more difficult.
No idea. We don't have analytics. Or if you have analytics, make sure you actually look at it once in a while to make sure that, you know, that migration you just did didn't wipe out the tag. Or make sure that you don't have it in Google Tag Manager. And I've seen this before too, multiple times. It's in Google Tag Manager and an old header file or include file gets updated, but it gets rolled back to a version, not to get technical, but it gets rolled back to a version of that file where prior to us deleting that code. So when you transition from just using Google Analytics to having it hosted in Google Tag Manager, or some other type of tag leaf, tea leaf or something.
Yeah.
You know, some sort of tag manager, that we then had an instance for, I think, 2.5 months where someone wasn't really, we weren't really paying attention. And I kind of looked at the data and we're like, these numbers seem really inflated. They were exactly double.
Oh, man.
Like, depending on the way it was filtered, it was suddenly double. And that's because as we started to look through the code, we're like, well, look, our GA snippet code is on there twice.
Oh, wow.
And because someone didn't look at it for, I think it was just a couple weeks, and then we had to wait for the next migration and some other stuff, you know, we ended up having like 3 weeks worth of garbage data where we always had to just cut everything in half.
Yeah, that's crap.
So, yeah.
Well, I was trying, I was trying to find a perfect segue into our next point. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, my cat's looking at my door. He was hiding in my office.
Stop bothering us, Bob.
Oh, no, this one was Jack.
Oh, okay.
He
Jack.
Was sleeping in the corner somewhere and I didn't see him, and now he just suddenly wants out. Yeah, but Google Analytics, install it, even if you don't look at it on a super regular basis. Please install it.
All right. Please install
please.
It.
Please.
All right. So what I was going to get into, though, is I was trying to find, this morning I saw a tweet, and it was funny, and I don't know if you saw the same one. I was trying to find a reference to it. Hopefully I can find it. We'll drop it in the podcast blog post. But we're going to be the next part of it that Dave's going to be talking about is Google My Business. And I saw it was this funny, it was this tweet. Someone had bought a van from a place, and you know, from a car dealer, and they wrote a review in sticker. They put it or painted. I can't remember how they did it, but on the side of the van, talking about how the person that sold him this van. Said that it was running fine and it actually ended up like having a bad header and they were really pissed about it and this and that. And, they just wanted everybody to know. And the tweet was basically, "Hey bro, heard of Google My Business?" or something like that. And so it's basically the same thing, but, you're going to get in front of a lot more people that are actually going to be able to read that review. And anyway, I just thought that was funny. I didn't know if you saw that this morning or not.
No, I did not.
While you're talking about it, I'll keep trying to find it.
Yeah, Google My Business. You have to go through a couple steps of claiming like phone numbers and postcards and, you know, that kind of stuff to validate, you know, it's your business. But when you're talking about local SEO and the citations and, you know, there's the Q&A and now the posting and just the number of things that Google's been adding to it. And again, you know, it's just like, I don't want to call it a social network, but just like anything. Even if you're not going to actively be posting on it like you would on Facebook or Twitter or, you know, doing the Q&A and stuff, you need to at least claim it. You can get tons of data, and I won't say what we talked about, but we have either after this podcast, after this episode, because I don't know which one will come out first, or another one we recently recorded, we're going to talk about some crazy stuff you can do with foot traffic and, you know, attribution and stuff. So again, you know, even if whether you're a dentist or doctor or a restaurant or, you know, anyone that has people walking in your location, or even HVAC, because you just want people to know, you know, driving directions or looking up your phone number, any of that stuff is data that you can get. And if we don't have it and you don't set it up, you can't get it. It's not like Google say, oh, well, you've been in business for 10 years. Okay, well, here's 10 years of your, you know, data.
Yeah.
That's just not how it works.
Well, and that's one of the, you know, it's funny because that is one of the areas that frustrates, you know, my wife is always, like, anytime when I hear, like, a, or something just, like, a frustrate, I'm like, what? And she's like, I hate it when the businesses won't put this phone number or that direction or where they are or that menu or, you know what I mean? Just, like,
yeah.
Something that simple that Google My Business kind of helps you take care of.
Well, and you can, Google Analytics, you can tie into your AdWords. And you can tie in your Google My Business to, I'm having a brain fart. It's too early in the day. It's not even that early. A local extension. It's not even that early. A local extension so that when you're doing AdWords and stuff, you know, you can do different things and you can do different types of ads. So again, even if you're not actively using these things, you can tie them into other things. And your GSC, your Google Webmaster, even if you don't want to check it every day, if you set up Google Analytics, you can tie those together and you can get that data in your analytics. So it's all in one place. Yeah. So you'll get your AdWords data, your GSC, and even with analytics now, you can bring in third-party data. So, you know, there's tons of stuff you can do with each of these tools, and they're all free. Every tool we've mentioned is free.
You know, so you have no excuse. If you guys are always saying, well, all the marketing stuff always costs us money, and that's why we can't do it. Everything we've talked about is free today. It just takes some time to do it. But where were we? We were visiting someplace the other day, and, oh, yeah, we drove, because from where we live, it takes about 40 minutes to get to, you know, and you might laugh at us because we live in Arizona. Well, anywhere, but it takes us about 40 minutes to get to, like, our favorite Mexican restaurant. Well, anyway, we were taking the long drive, and we get there, and they're closed for a month. They close in the summer for a month, and I'm like, it's so frustrating. I'm like, if they would have had someone that's taking care of their Google My Business, or if they just had it themselves, they could put it on their website, let people know that, hey, we're closed for this month. It's fine if you want to close for a month. Good to you if you can do that and survive. But don't frustrate me by leaving that out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, plug for Google My Business. All right. Now, final thought here, the final basic task here that you guys need to be doing, and again, free, is Facebook Tracking Pixel, or, you know, the Facebook Pixel, as everyone calls it. So
yeah.
Talk on that for us, Dave.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, because now I don't think I've ever seen, I haven't seen Ack give a talk, Echo give a talk yet, but I'm sure she talks about it. I've seen Susan, and I think she has like 8 slides. I'm exaggerating, but I know she talks about about expressing her desire for everyone to drop in this Facebook Tracking Pixel.
Yes.
And just recently we talked with Damon, and he talks about it, and just even if you're not using it, the data you can get from it about your audience is just ridiculously awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So Facebook Tracking Pixel. And again, all 5 of these tools are free, and all 5 of them can benefit you. Obviously, Google, Bing, and Facebook all have these tools to help you, but they're also to help get in front of you and to help you spend more money, hopefully, with them. But even if you're not spending money with them, you can use all of these tools. You know, in the Facebook Tracking Pixel, if you just want to understand the demographics and who's visiting your site and, you know, anything you can get from that, when you start to combine it with your Google My Business. Yeah, if you start to look at your Google My Business and, you know, anytime someone asks you the question, who is your customer, you can look at your customer records, you know, but you're also not going to know the people that don't sign up with you. Yeah. So looking at all of these things and trying to understand as much as you can about your prospects and the people you didn't connect with and your current customers to see, you know, is there a specific location, or is there, you know, is it just because we're down the street from them, or anything you can try to understand better about them to help you, I don't see why you wouldn't do this. Plus, again, all 5 of these are free. And anytime you come up to a paid person, a Facebook marketing person, a social media person, you know, and I didn't even mention it, but there's also a Twitter code that you could do.
Maybe we'll include some bonus ones in the
but those are the 5 main. Twitter, give or take.
Because you have great analytics with Pinterest as well.
Yeah, you can get stuff from everything, especially if you're an e-tailer. It just goes. But I was just thinking, at least the basics.
Exactly. This is not called the pro episode. This is the basic episode. So just kind of wrapping things up for everybody, just helping you guys again. The 5 basics here are the GSC code, Bing Webmaster Tools, Google Analytics, Google My Business, and the Facebook Pixel, the Facebook Tracking Pixel. So at the very least, to all our listeners, make sure you go and get this set up on your website. You have no excuse, because this is free. These don't cost anything, and so there's no excuse. And like Dave had mentioned too, you're gonna make any agency or marketing company or social person or anybody very, very happy with you if you ever use them. and they know that you have this stuff set up. So those are kind of... Any final thoughts, Dave?
Yeah, just having these set up when you do run into a problem... As a technical person, and I start asking for data, if you go to an SEO and they're like, oh, well, let me see, you know, if we can't, you know, look at how Google's been digging into your site for the last 3 months. Oh, I don't have it. Well, now we have to install it, and now we have to wait 2 or 3 days, and then I get 1 day's worth of data. And it could be another week or two before there'll be enough in there for us to help you.
Yeah.
Or if you're a paid person, it's like, okay, well, what keywords are driving traffic to your site now organically? No idea. Without the Bing Webmaster and without the Google Search Console, they don't get that free keyword data. Like, I can't tell you what stuff is driving traffic to the site organically, so I can't give it to the paid person. Whereas all of that stuff is always there.
It's equivalent to the offline version of you set up a billboard and put a phone number on it that doesn't call your business.
Yeah.
So.
And it's free.
All right. Well, I appreciate you jumping into all those for us, Dave, and hopefully everybody that's listening got something out of that. So for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Silvillo with Avalanche Media, and thank you guys for joining us on this Business of Digital podcast. Bye, guys.
Thanks.